Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right. Thank you again, Money Radio. This is David Kogan, and this is the Alliances Hero Show, because today's heroes, they are creating jobs, mentoring others. They are entertaining or adding joy to someone's life. They are leaving their positive mark on mankind. And we just had a person, the author of an amazing book he found and discovered, him and his son, A Mysterious Crown in Sedona, Arizona. Plus, he's the CEO of another company and doing so much. We also will have another hero I'll introduce in a minute. But after him, we will be having the head of the GSA director of the largest agency under President Obama, and we'll be ending the show with the lead actor from the TV series Highlander. And wait till you hear what he's doing now. But without any further ado, hold on to your seat, and if you're driving, make sure you drive real careful, because we have a hero who is a real master of illusion, with a hit show on CW Network TV, Michael Grandinetti, the illusionist. And you could reach him at michaelgrandinetti.com. And good morning to you, Michael. I need to ask you, let's get right out here from the gate, is what is the first magic trick you remember performing?
Well, good morning, David. And I remember it very vividly. I got a magic set for Christmas when I was 5 years old. And when I got that magic set, I was instantly connected to it. And there was a bunch of very simple stuff, and they're probably the same stuff that's in magic sets today, making, you know, small handkerchiefs disappear, making, you know, foam rubber, like, balls move from box to box. And I took that magic set into my kindergarten show and tell class, and that was my first show.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of magic and illusions, and your show is so popular. You've got it again going on CW Network TV, Michael Grandinetti. Why do you think people like to be entertained by magic? What is it that you give them? Why do you think there is that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, what I think it is that in today's world, there's so much stuff coming at people. There's so much information coming at us at all times. But throughout the day, in the midst of all that, one thing that we don't feel is a sense of amazement. We feel happy, we feel sad, we feel stressed, we feel tired, but amazement is a very rare emotion if you think about it. It's also a very positive emotion. It's a very healing emotion. It takes everyone back to feeling like a kid again, and I think that's what, you know, everybody, no matter how old you are, no matter what you do, I think everybody enjoys that feeling. So I think it's the rarity of that that really pulls people in.
And you have been so successful. Would you ever have believed when you talked about performing your first magic trick that you would have the opportunity to do this in your adult career?
Well, I feel very fortunate. Let me say that. It's not lost on me that I'm a lucky guy that I get to wake up every day and do exactly what I love to do. But from the time I got that magic set, that was my goal. There was never any point in my life where there was anything else I wanted to do, and there was never a plan B of, well, if I don't do magic, I'm going to do this instead. There was just no question in my mind that this is what I wanted to do. Now, the fact that, you know, I'm able to do it, and the fact that, you know, I've had the opportunity to take my magic to so many different places, I just feel very, very grateful for it. And for me, I got to tell you, that's what I love about what I do is trying to take my magic to as many places and to share it with as many people as possible. And I think we've just scratched the surface. I can't wait to, you know, climb even more mountains out there.
And we have Michael Grandinetti. He is master of illusion with a hit show on CW Network TV. You could reach him at Michael Grandinetti. That's Michael Grandinetti.com. You could also go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. We'll have his contact information there too. When was the first time you were on TV? And just share with our audience briefly what that experience was like.
It was an amazing experience, and I mean that sincerely. I was in college. I was a senior in college. And by that point, I had so growing up, from the time I got that magic set, I was very goal-driven. So as I got older, I just kept pushing myself and trying to make my show bigger and better. And by the time I got into my teens, I was traveling around my hometown of Pittsburgh doing a lot of shows and, again, building our show. And so by that point, we had put together an illusion, a very dangerous illusion, a very dangerous escape from between these flaming steel spikes. Well, NBC saw that footage, and they were doing a show called The World's Most Dangerous Magic. So I got a notice that they were interested in having us come out and do the show, and I had, you know, it was an amazing experience. I mean, I had to get permission from my college teachers to my professors to kind of cut class and go to LA and tape this show, and that was it. Once we did that, and I saw how beautifully magic and television fit together, because they're both such visual mediums, you know, so they go together very well. That was it. I just became hooked on trying to find more ways to do just that, put magic and television together. So now that first experience was something I'll never forget.
Absolutely amazing. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio, AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Are you a hero in business? Go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, I got to tell you, you know, what you do is very stressful. I mean, you perform in front of many people. You performed at the Chicago Bulls halftime show, Phoenix Cardinals Stadium halftime. The pressure of doing a show on that scale has got to be quite intense. Perhaps describe to our listeners, how can you perform, or what are you thinking when you're doing a performance like that? How do you get into what you're doing and concentrate on that? Because we have so many various listeners running large companies, medium companies, and that, who also are in a lot of pressure. Maybe you can help share some insight in that.
Well, the key to that for me is preparation. You're right. When you walk out in front of those stadiums and there's, you know, 60,000 people, it's pretty daunting. You know, even in a rehearsal situation when the stadiums are empty, when you're standing in the center of that field and you're just looking at where you are, you know, it could be pretty pretty nerve-wracking. But for me, I love it out there. But that comfort level comes from complete attention to detail and complete advanced preparation, so that when we get there, when we get to those locations, I know that I know and my team knows exactly what we're supposed to do. We've prepared, we've covered all the details, we've rehearsed, we've gone through it. So that way we can go out there and enjoy the presentation. And I think that's the key, whether you're in entertainment or whether you're giving a business presentation, a speech, anything. Prepare, learn it, be comfortable with it, rehearse it so that you can go in front of that audience and relax and enjoy it. Because that's why we do what we do. We do it to enjoy the experience, and to give the audience an enjoyable experience. And I tell you, if you're enjoying it, the audience is going to enjoy it. They just are. So that's really, I found, you know, kind of a mindset that's really been helpful for me.
Absolutely amazing. And we have Michael Grandinetti. MichaelGrandinetti.com, you can reach him, or go to alliances.com and we'll have his contact information. He is the master illusion with a hit show on CW Network TV. Now, Michael, we know that you've got, okay, you know, many magic powers, no question about it. But what is one superpower you don't have but wish you did?
Wow, okay. That's a great question.
We're putting you on the spot.
I have two answers for you. So, and both of these we do in our show, but you know, they're illusions in our show. But in real life, if I could do two things, it would be to fly. I guess it's because I don't like flying on airplanes. I mean, I'm not a nervous flyer, but you know, it's not my favorite experience. If I could close my eyes and think of where I want to be, and open my eyes and just be there. I think that's another kind of travel related superpower, but. You know, I fly so much, I'm on planes so much, I'm in airports so much. That's probably my motivation behind that. But wouldn't it be great just to close your eyes and go, I want to be in, you know, New York. and open your eyes and you're there, and make it that simple.
Well,
would be my goal.
If anybody can make that happen, Michael, I think that you can. We've got less than 1 minute left, and I've got to ask this. You know, you've performed for exclusive parties. You performed at the White House, NFL halftime shows. What would you say was one of the most memorable times you remember performing, and why?
There's so many. I love the stadiums. I love the White House. But when we performed at the 4th of July parade in Washington, D.C., I was so honored to be the first magician ever invited to do that. It was an amazing sunny day. There were 250,000 people lining the streets, smiling, you know, holding their American flags. It was just such a great experience of happiness and just you know, patriotism. It was wonderful.
Well, Michael, you're a hero, and if you ever need an assistant, I'd be happy to volunteer. And when we return, we're going to have the head of the GSA director, one of the largest agencies under President Obama, and we'll be wrapping up the show with the lead actor from TV series Highlander. Thank you again to Michael Graninetti